因为经文是取自彼得前书的第二章四至十二节。
Today's scripture reading is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 12.
我们先用中文读，然后英文读出。
We read this first in Cantonese and then in English.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，作圣洁的祭司，藉着耶稣基督奉献神所喜悦的灵祭。因为经常说，看啊，我把所拣选所宝贵的房角石安放在石安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有的话说，像人所弃的石头，以作房角的头块石头。又说作了绊脚的石头，跌人的掌石，他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊倒，他们这样绊倒也是预定的。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却作了神的子民，从前未曾蒙怜恤，现在却蒙了怜恤。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的，我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂争战的。你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们的是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在监察的日子归荣耀给神。
1 Peter 2:4. You are coming to Christ, who is the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by people, but he was chosen by God for great honor. And you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are his holy priests. Through the mediation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that please God. As the scriptures say, I am placing a cornerstone in Jerusalem, chosen for great honor, and anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Yes, you who trust in him recognize the honor God has given him. But for those who reject him, the stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. And he is the stone that makes people stumble, the rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they do not obey God's word, and so they meet the fate that was planned for them. But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. Dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Then even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior, and they will give honor to God when he judges the world.
今日前牧师话嘅正道题目系基督徒参与事工。
Pastor Wilson will now bring us today's message. Christians are involved in ministry.
早晨。We are continuing our brief series on the themes of 1st and 2nd Peter.
我们继续去看彼得前书的章节。
And we've come to the portion of 1st Peter 2, which speaks about what we're seeking to become, a church described in this passage.
我们继续去看彼得前书的第二章。 But
everything that we've just read actually is related to what precedes it in chapter 1.
刚才我们所读的章节其实都是关于我们之前看的彼得前书的第一章所说的东西。
You know, when Peter and also Paul and John wrote the New Testament letters, there weren't any chapter numbers and verses.
当然其实这些书卷好像彼得、保罗和约翰他所写的书卷 其实不是像我们看圣经一样,一张一张,其实是一个信,书信来的。
It's just like when you receive a letter from a loved one or a friend.
其实好像他们所看的时候,是一篇书信,是好像一个情信,或者一个信息,是一个信件来的。
So when Peter wrote this to Christians, he expected people to read the entire letter, you know, not just chunks of it.
所以当他们写的时候,他们期望就是说,看的人,他们是一篇看完这个书信,不是说一段一段地看的。
And that's why I have to take some time to remind you of what has happened in chapter 1.
所以今天早上,我要提醒大家,我们之前的第一章是说什么的。
And my focus is on gospel ministry. What does the word of God in 1 Peter 1 and 2 say about gospel ministry? What is it?
今天早上我们就想着重去说,在第一章、第二章所说的什么叫做福音的事工呢?
Well, if you've been with us over the last couple of months, you know that answer. And it's really some of the things that were said in verses 10 and 12 in chapter 1 are really amazing.
其实如果你和我们一起的时候,你都可能会知道这个什么叫做福音的事工,因为其实在第十节和十二节的第一章里面都有讲及到。
Of course, you don't have that on the slide, and I don't know if you have your Bible on your phone or whatever, you could see those verses 10 to 12, but I'll summarize it for you. It says the gospel is word, gospel is a word of grace which angels long to look into.
其实在第十章的十节和十二节里面讲的就是说, 这个福音其实就是一个恩典的话语,就是连天使的都愿意去察看,去细察,去看这件事。
Just kill a mosquito. Just got him before he got me. You're not going to translate that, right?
No.
Okay. Okay. He's still jumping around here. I got it. I guess that's why you bring notes, you know, just in case there's mosquitoes and you got notes and you could hit them. Well, the gospel is so powerful, so rich, that even the angels long, it says, long to look into it.
这个福音是多么深厚,连天使都要想去看,去察看。
Now, Peter continues in chapter 1, in verses 22 and 23. Again, this is by way of summary so that you can connect the verses that we just read with what preceded it. It actually says the gospel is the word of grace, which is, quote, the imperishable seed.
就说这个在彼得前书的一章22至23节,圣经都讲到说, 这个福音就好像这个恩典的话语,他说,你们蒙了重生是由于不能坏的种子,是藉着神活泼常存的道。
It's the imperishable seed, as we explained in previous messages, that we're born again.
就说这个是一个不能坏的种子,是我们会在那里会有一个重生的生命。
I hope you see the significance of that, because the gospel is so powerful in its life-transforming ability that just to believe it and to accept it as truth brings such a radical change in someone.
就说这个福音是多么大的能力,当你去听到,你去领受的时候,会有一个生命的改变。
And so the Bible calls that the new birth. Believers have a new birth, born from above.
所以说,相信这个福音的人就说有一个重生的生命。
Now as you see on slide 2, in Romans 1:16, the Apostle Paul says this, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. And it's a paraphrase.
保罗在罗马书的一章十六节讲到话，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利利人。But
notice what Paul said. He doesn't say the gospel brings the power of God, right? Or leads us to the power of God. He doesn't say that.
保罗没有讲过话，这个福音去带到这个神的大能，没有话会带到我们去这个神的大能。
He says it is the power of God in verbal form.
保罗所说的话，这个福音本身就是这个神的大能。
And it's not just the gospel changes your life when you first believe it.
这个不单只是当我们相信的时候。
Because as you take the gospel deeper and deeper into the core of your being, into your heart, into your life, you change, you grow more and more.
就说当我们去相信的时候，这个福音会在进入我们的生命当中，会将我们有改变，而将我们都是有一个成长。
That's Peter, that's the Bible's definition of gospel ministry.
这就是他当中讲的这个福音的事工，就是怎样去帮助我们相信的人有成长。
That's what we try to do in church.
这就是我们教会，我们要怎么，就是要这么去做。
You take in the gospel to the core of your being.
就说将这个福音带到在我们人的内心里面。
And you continue and continue and continue to drill it down into you.
就说不断的将这个福音带在我们的内心核心里面当中。
Now there are many examples of that in the Bible.
而在圣经里面当中有很多例子讲到怎样福音怎样去进入我们的生命当中。
Let me just give you a couple. First example is from Galatians chapter 2.
我给几个例子你，首先就是在加拉太书第二章。
The Apostle Paul, trying to follow Christ, being a good Christian, confronts Peter, another apostle, right?
那就讲到就说这个保罗怎样去对质彼得。
Peter's the fellow who wrote this letter that we just read portions of it.
彼得就是说这个写这篇书信的作者。
He's an apostle, yet he's also of Jewish heritage, Jewish background.
他是一个门徒，但他自己本身都是一个犹太人。
And Jews were taught from the time that they were little that Gentiles were ceremonially, religiously unclean.
保罗本身是一个犹太人，他实际上已经学到，就是说他的文化当中讲到，就是说这些外邦人，他们是不洁净的。See,
if you are ceremonially unclean, you couldn't go into the temple. That's a big thing.
他们这些犹太人，不是他们这些外邦人，他们在族类上是不洁净的，那就不可以进入这个至圣所的。And
so as a Jew following these Old Testament laws, they didn't eat with Gentiles. Because they didn't want to be ceremonially unclean. They wanted to enter the temple to worship God, right? But the problem is now, Peter is a Christian minister. He's an apostle.
但现在不同就是说，彼得他现在是一个基督徒。
And Paul saw that he still didn't eat with the Gentiles.
而保罗见到彼得这样，你已经是一个基督徒，你是门徒，你还是觉得有这个尴尬，不想跟一些外邦人一起同坐。
And so Paul, as a good Christian, confronts him.
所以保罗就去对质彼得，为什么还是这样做呢？
And you'll see what he says in slide 3 from Galatians 2, part of 14, 15, and part of 16.
所以保罗就跟彼得讲，
And what you'll see there is from the New International Version, when I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter, we who are Jews by birth and not sinful Gentiles know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ.
在加太书第二章讲到话，但我一看见他们行的不正，与福音的真理不合，就在众人面前对基法说：我们这生来的犹太人，不是外邦的罪人，既知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督。连我们也信了耶稣基督，连我们因信基督称义，不因行为。 不因行律法稱義。
So what's Paul doing? It's pretty clear, right? What's he doing?
那保羅在說他做什麼呢?
The Apostle Paul knows Peter knows the gospel. He knows that, right?
保羅知道彼得他是一個門徒,他應該知道聖經在說什麼。
Right? Peter assents to the gospel up here in his brain, in his head.
保羅知道彼得其實他知道的,在頭腦上是知道的。
But in the core of his being, as the Bible calls it, the heart, he still has this cultural racial superiority thing going on, wrestling. He's wrestling with that.
保羅知道彼得他頭腦上是知道這個福音, 但他的行為上沒有表達到他所相信的福音。
So what Paul does is he takes the gospel and he says, look, Peter, you know the gospel. If you know you're saved by grace and not by works, not by pedigree, so how in the world do you feel superior to anybody?
所以保羅就知道其實彼得是應該清楚的。所以保羅就跟彼得去講，就話彼得，你應該知道這個福音，你是知道你是得救，是本乎恩，有恩著信，你不是因為你所做的行為，不是因為你是本身是猶太人而相信，你不是說你比其他人特別的去高貴。
Do you see that example of gospel ministry? Paul is driving the gospel down deeper into Peter for life change.
他看到就是說保羅就將這個福音的怎樣去帶領到彼得，將他一個生命的核心裡面有改變。
I got another example for you. This is on slide 4, James 1, 9, and 10. James says something there, very, very curious.
我給你第二個例子，就關於怎樣說一個相信這個福音，怎樣有一個核心，我們生命當中。
Again, we're seeing what gospel ministry is and what we're to do as a church.
就說到我們相信的一個福音的事工。
And as you can see up there in the NIV verse 9, believers in humble circumstances, like the poor, ought to take pride in their high position, verse 10. But the rich, who are in high position, right, in society, should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wildflower.
在雅各書裡面當中，他講到就是說，謙卑的弟兄，應該就該歡樂喜樂，富足的降卑也該如此，因為他必要過去如同草上的花一樣。
Now what's that about?
那裡面講什麼呢?
Well, he's talking about the gospel, right?
裡面講的就是說，講裡面的福音。
When you believe the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, saving sinners like ourselves, the gospel tells us two things about ourselves.
我相信这个福音里面讲到有两件事。One,
in yourself, you're a sinner, deserve death.
第二件事就是说，福音告诉我们，我们是一个罪人，我们是值得应该有一个惩罚，有一个死亡。But
secondly, when you believe in Jesus Christ and what he has done for you, in Christ you're adopted as a child of God and completely accepted by God.
第二話俾我知就話，當我哋去相信耶穌基督嘅時候，我哋被耶穌基督去接納，我哋會被神接納。Right,
what's the gospel? Jesus came here and lived the perfect life that we wouldn't or don't want to.
呢個福音係乜嘢？就話俾我知，就話耶穌基督佢嚟到呢個世上，佢為咗我哋嘅罪而去死。And
he died on the cross, and he was raised from the dead.
而佢就話喺個釘喺個十字架上，而最後嘅佢又升天復活。
And of course, he did that to take our sin punishment because he was sinless. He does that to pay the sins, our sins, as they were placed upon him. And it's because of that very fact, in spite of all your flaws, you can be united to and accepted to God through Christ.
就因為透過耶穌基督他所做的事，我們能夠跟神再一次的聯合。
Right? By faith and trust in what he has done, not what you've done, what Jesus has done, you're now adopted as a child of God in the family of God.
就說當我們去相信的時候，就是說我們相信我們是被神接納，我們會跟神，我們的罪得到寬恕，我們跟神有一個關係。
But notice what James is doing in James 1.
那雅各在那邊講到什麼呢?
Those are the two things we learn, right? We're sinners on the one hand, yet we're fully accepted by God through the person and work of Christ at the same time.
亚各就说我们是一个罪人，我们应该是有个死亡，但是当我们去接受耶稣基督的时候，我们是被神接纳，耶稣相信耶稣基督为我们死，我们可以与神有一个关系。But
James expands that. James says poor people, when they become Christians, would especially benefit by dwelling on their new high status.
就说当我们说你这帮贫穷人，我们相信了主耶稣基督的时候，我们的身份其实已经是升高。What's
that high status? They're adopted now into God's family.
就说他的身份因为他是升高，因为他们已经是被神接纳成为神的一个家庭里面当中。And
why does James emphasize that?
为什么雅各他这样说这样的说话呢？
Well, you know, because there's disdain for the poor in this world, right? That's all they get, disdain.
因为他们知道这些贫穷人是被这个世上的人去鄙视。So
they need to be lifted up high.
所以他们要知道你们应该是被神接受，被神的家庭当中，你的身份其实应该抬高。On
the other hand, in contrast to that, successful people who become Christians should dwell on the fact that the Bible says they're sinners.
但另一个就说，这个成功的人，他可能有钱的，他成功的人，他们是基督徒，他们要知道，他们都是一帮的罪人。And
they would especially benefit from thinking about that, how low they are in God's sight apart from Christ.
他们应该知道，虽然他们是有钱，但他们接受了耶稣基督，他们的身份，他们应该要谦卑去降低。And
why does James emphasize that? Because out in the world, who gets the acclaim? Those who are wealthy.
为什么雅各要这样说提醒他们？因为他们在这个社会当中，他们不断地被人赞赏，所以说福音要令到他们知道怎样去谦卑。And
so what James is saying is in this world, this fallen world that's gone against its maker, your socioeconomic status is the bottom line identity.
所以雅各就提醒他们当中就说，这个社会上怎样去看他们的身份，其实是在神的眼光当中，是应该是不是那么着重。
You know that. People with wealth, status, success, beauty, therefore become proud and hard.
我知道的，因为说当时社会上他们，譬如说他们很有钱，他们地位很高的时候，他们看到自己会很高尚，他们会很骄傲。And
the opposite is true. The people without these things that the world claims, right? These things become too self-loathing, self-doubting.
而反而嘅就话，当呢个人去，譬如话喺世界上呢个社会上系低微嘅时候，系冇钱嘅时候，佢哋会觉得自己嘅好厌恶，或者好自己怀疑自己。And
James is imploring to us, say, you've become a Christian.
但系雅各就提醒佢哋，当你哋已经系成为一个基督徒。Therefore,
use the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, on your heart in the proper way. That's gospel ministry.
要就话呢个就系一个福音嘅事工，就话我哋要需要用福音去点样去带喺我哋嘅生命当中。And
then those of you who are successful will become so different that everybody else in your social class, they will see that.
所以就话当我哋要去有钱嘅人，我哋需要咧。 怎样去降低我们自己，我们就要去谦卑这个身份。Because
you'll be committed to helping the poor in a non-paternalistic way.
因为你需要去帮，有钱的时候，你应该需要去帮助这个社会贫穷的人。That
means you won't be condescending towards them, right? You won't limit them, their liberty and their autonomy, right?
原来有钱的时候，你不应该去管辖，或者去看低这些贫穷的人。
Or let me repeat that plainly, you'll do good to them without an attitude of superiority.
真的有钱的时候，你应该用你的金钱去帮助这些贫穷人。
On the other hand, those of you who are poor, if you understand the gospel, you will hold your head up high. You'll be lifted up high.
而反而在社会的地位低的人，他们反而相信了主耶稣基督的时候，他们应该更加要抬高他们的头。
James is doing gospel ministry. He's bringing about social transformation.
而雅各就是当他讲这个福音的时候，就话怎样他们将他们怎样去看自己在社会上的改变。How?
He's taking the gospel in.
怎样呢？就话将这个福音带到他们的生命当中。And
that's my first point. What is gospel ministry, right?
这个讲就话什么叫做福音的事工。
I have it on slide 5. Gospel ministry is taking the gospel deeper and deeper inside of you, bringing about all kinds of changes in your life.
福音的事工就是说将我们要相信这个福音要怎样带在我们入人的核心当中，而之后我们有生命的改变。
That's what we're supposed to be doing in church.
而我们作为教会的就应该都是这样做。
As Christians, right? You're called to do that.
我们每个基督徒是应该被呼召有这样的福音的事工。
Here's another example. You go to the first four chapters of 1 Corinthians. You know, the church that had a lot of problems, right? Again, by the way, all the churches in the New Testament seem to have had a lot of problems.
当我看福音书的时候，譬如说在哥林多前书里面讲到的头四章都讲到，当时的教会很多的问题。
And if you're familiar with those first four chapters of 1 Corinthians, Paul is talking to Christians, right, in the church of Corinth. They're fighting. They're fighting each other. There's a party division there.
当你看这个哥林多前书的时间，哥林多的教会当中，他们里面有很多的纠纷。
Right, there's a party spirit, there's factions, there's divisions, and there are problems that arose amongst Christians in Corinth.
他们纠纷的当中，他们有分裂，有很多的拗撬。
And what does Paul say to them?
而保罗怎样跟这边的哥林多教会当中的弟兄姊妹怎样讲呢？
This is a betrayal to the gospel.
就说你们去背负，你们背弃这个福音。
And then Paul goes on, if you read those four chapters, he uses the gospel to soften their hearts, to humble their pride.
而保罗就是怎样去用讲解，用这个福音怎样去软化他们的心。
I have this on slide 6. You get to 2 Corinthians now, the second letter to the Corinthian church, chapter 8, 7 and 9.
就在哥林多后书的8章7至9节，保罗是这么讲。
And Paul's trying to help the church in another way. He's trying to get people to give money to the poor.
保罗就讲到怎样去想叫那时的人怎样去慷慨的给钱给这个贫穷人。
And so what does Paul say? I'm going to paraphrase it again just for the sake of time. In 2 Corinthians 8:7-9.
保罗就怎样去讲呢？在经上边。
Again, emphasizing more verse 9, the latter part of verse 9. I don't want to command you, says Paul. I want to tell you about the gospel. Remember Jesus Christ, though he was rich, he became poor, so that through his spiritual poverty, you might become rich.
我说我不想命令你，我想告诉你关于福音的事，还记得耶稣基督吗？你虽然富足，却变贫穷，我叫你因着他贫穷灵性的而富足。
Again, that's gospel ministry. He puts the gospel into their hearts until they start to be more generous to the poor.
就是保罗怎样去将福音带到他们，跟他们讲，将他们生命当中有改变，令到他们更加会慷慨，会帮助当时的贫穷人。
I'll give you one more example before we have to move on to point two. Go to Ephesians chapter 5.
我再给一个例子，怎样说这个福音的事工，怎样去能够改变我们的生命，就说在个，譬如以弗所书第5章。
And Paul's trying to help husbands and wives to love each other properly.
保罗里面当中讲到怎样去能够帮助一个夫妇更加的互相的相爱。
And so, if you're familiar with Ephesians 5, what does Paul do there?
保罗怎样去做呢？
He points them, husbands and wives, to Jesus.
保罗就带两夫妇怎样去带到去耶稣基督当中。
Because Jesus is the ultimate spouse who gave himself for us.
因为就说耶稣基督，他就是一个最终的一个伴侣，他怎样去牺牲他自己，给到对方。
And so what is the Apostle Paul doing there?
保罗在当中做些什么呢？
What does the Bible say over and over and over again?
保罗就怎样用这个福音，怎样去再一次一次的去教导他们呢？
Simply put, it's saying all ministry that changes your life to be more like Christ is gospel ministry.
他说所有的当中的福音能够改变我们的生命，这个是一个福音的事工。
See, when you come to church, of course you want to come as a servant, right? But how is that going to happen? How is the church going to help you to do that?
当我们基督徒来到教会当中，我们想有这个改变，但是怎样去做呢？
Maybe you want to be changed by the Lord. Maybe you need to be changed. Some character issues you have.
当我们信了之后来到教会，我们想有这个生命当中有改变，更加去像基督。
Well, if you come into any Christian church, you might get life change there.
我哋可能去其他教会都会有一个嘅，可能有一个经验，点样神嘅说话，点样去改变我哋。
But the Bible makes absolutely clear: church ministry only changes your life if it's gospel ministry.
但圣经嘅讲好清楚就话，除非呢个嘅事工能够将人嘅生命有改变，呢一个先至系一个嘅福音嘅事工。
And to the degree the church is taking the gospel into the center of your heart and life, to that degree, you're going to be more like Christ. It's going to bring change in your life.
就我哋作为教会嘅，我需要将呢个福音带入喺我哋嘅生命当中，我哋需要有咁样有真正嘅改，生命当中有改变，呢个先至系一个福音嘅事工。
And everything that 1 Peter 2 says about the church ministry assumes the fact that only ministry that changes your life is gospel ministry.
所以今天早上所讲的这个的彼得前书第二章讲到就话，唯有就是这个福音的事工才能够有一个真正的教会的事工能够改变人的生命。
And again, because this is a sermon, I got to repeat myself 20 times, gospel ministry is taking the gospel deeper into the core of your being.
就是一个福音的事工，意思就是说将这个福音真是真正的能够带在我们内心里面的核心。
Now that's simply point number one. What is gospel ministry, right?
我刚才所讲就话，这个就是什么叫福音，这个福音的事工。
And my second point is this. Let me ask you, whose job is it to take this incredible thing, the gospel, and take it down deep into people's lives? Whose job is it?
第一个问题就是说，这个是哪一个应该要去做，将这个福音带在我们的内心里面，怎么去有运行呢？
Right, who's to do that? You know, when the gospel is drilled down into people, all sorts of transformation happens, right? Change happens for the good.
入面讲到就话咧，因为点样带喺人嘅生命当中，有生命当中有改变。
Well, of course, the answer is the text. First Peter 2 tells us whose job is it?
而彼得前书入边，彼得前书入边嘅第二章就讲到就边一个其实系应该负责点样去有呢个福音嘅事工。
But even to understand the striking, remarkable nature of what it says here, you have to do a little bit of background check in the Old Testament.
当我们看的时候，我们需要去了解旧约当中边怎么去讲。
You know why? Because it's talking about temples. What's that? Temples.
因为边去当中边去讲到这个的temple.
And the verse on particularly talking about is verse 5, 1 Peter 2, 5.
就说讲到里面呢，第五章里面，第五节里面。
The NIV has a better translation there. It says it's a spiritual house. A temple is what the New Living Translation and other translations use.
里面当中讲就说这个是神的宫殿或者神的地方。
But verse 5 is saying a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God, right?
里面讲就说这个是这个灵宫，是一个圣洁的祭司里面当中去献祭给到神。
So who is that? A holy priesthood offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. Who is that?
那是哪一个负责呢？里面讲到。
What is that talking about?
里面所讲的是什么说话呢？
Well, have it on slide 8. Before Christianity and the Christ came into this world, not just the Jews, but every religion, every culture in the world had temples.
咁入边讲到咧，除喺呢个基督教之前，就话每一个地方每个地方都会话每个文化当中都会有一个嘅祭坛祭司咁样。
You can check it out. You do your history, do your homework. You know, study world history, the Greco-Roman world, first century. You'll know that. Do you know why?
其实你看下历史当中，或者你去研究，点解每一个时间，就算在基督教之前，点解有呢个祭坛，有一个发生呢？
It's because everyone understood there's a gap, there's a chasm between us and the divine.
因为其实大家知道就系话，本身人就知道就话，人同神当中系有一个嘅分别，有一个嘅距离。
Every culture knew to some degree, right, that human beings were small, weak. God is great, powerful.
我每一个文化当中都明白，就话人系细小嘅，神系伟大嘅。
Now, of course, the Jews particularly knew that because it was revealed to them in the Old Testament, right?
咁啊，犹太人更加系知道，因为咧喺旧约当中有神点样去话俾佢哋知，点样去显现俾佢哋知。
Just a cursory reading of the Old Testament, you can tell that, right? They were told that human beings are small, sinful, defiled. God is infinitely majestic, powerful, holy.
在舊約當中裡面，猶太人去明白，因為保羅大衛都有講過，就話點樣人係細小嘅，神係幾咁偉大嘅。
Therefore, you just can't walk in and meet God.
所以話人唔可以就咁話行入去，或者去就咁表好明顯嘅去見到神。
You can't just show up and enter the temple and meet God.
所以就話人唔可以就咁入呢個嘅聖所去見神嘅就咁。
Who's going to bridge the chasm?
哪一个能够去将这个人和神的距离 去打开呢
Well, it was bridged in temples by the priests, offering sacrifices, animals, agricultural things.
所以人和神当中的一个分别也需要呢就有一个中保中间 去将他们联合这个就是为一个祭司的工作。
Leviticus 9:4 and just so many other verses in Leviticus tell us that. It mentions the types of sacrifices, the grain offering, the animal sacrifices offered to God in the Old Testament sacrificial system.
所以在舊約當中你看到就話點樣有祭司有獻祭將人和神的關係能夠去拉埋。
But it wasn't just the Jews who believed that.
但不單止是猶太人去相信這件事。
It was just intuitive. Everyone in that day and age knew that.
因为其实很自然的是每一个文化当中每一个时期当中都会有知道。
There's a huge gap. There's a chasm, like the Grand Canyon, that between deity and humanity.
这个是很自然大家都知道就是说我们跟人和神的当中的关系相隔是很远。
And of course, in the Old Testament in Israel, the temple was the place.Where that was done, the bridge the gap.
就话喺旧约当中，喺以色列嘅当中，呢个嘅圣所就系一个地方，将人同神嘅当中嘅关系去拉近。
And that was so because in the temple were the priests.
因为喺个圣所当中入边就系有呢个嘅祭司。
And the priests were particularly holy and conversant in spiritual things.
呢个祭司就系属灵嘅，系圣洁嘅，就点样去帮助人去献祭。
The priests offered sacrifices that brought atonement and forgiveness and favor to the people.
而祭司就去献祭，去将到俾到我哋带来呢个嘅赎罪、呢个宽恕同埋恩惠。
And so, therefore, in Israel, just like every other place in the first century Greco-Roman world, you had these quote-unquote ministry experts.
所以话就话呢个祭司啊，当时喺个以色列当中，或者其实喺每一个地方嘅当中。有一啲嘅人，有一啲祭司，就係佢好特，佢哋嘅專長就係點樣去有一個事工。
And I don't know how else to describe them to you in today's vernacular. Maybe spiritual experts.
啊，佢哋可能就話呢啲嘅喺個喺靈命當中嘅靈界當中嘅專家。
And on slide 9, you'll see there are three kinds of these experts, these officials in Old Testament Israel.
所以话喺个旧约当中，喺以色列嘅时间，当时就话有三个主要嘅地位。
They were the prophets, the priests, and the kings.
就话当中入边有三个工作，就话佢哋系先知、祭司同埋君王。
And so I guess you could say there were kind of three kinds of ministers.
所以喺个当时嘅时间入边，当中话有三种唔同嘅事工。
And as you can see on the slide there, prophets brought.The word of God from God to the people.
咁咩叫先知咧？先知就话将神嘅话语从神嘅当中俾到人哋，俾到人。
Priests, however, did the reverse.
而祭司就相反。
They represented the people to God, offering sacrifices on their behalf.
祭司就系代表人去将嘅献祭俾神。
So prophets came from God to the people with the word.
所以话先知就系从神而嚟。将神嘅话语俾到人。
Priests in the Old Testament sacrificial system came from the people to God with sacrifices on their behalf.
而祭司嘅就系代表人将呢个献祭俾神。
And kings actually represented both God and the people.
而君王就系代表神同人。
Kings held people accountable to live as God wanted them to live.
而君王就代表人去管理人。就要应该就话神要佢应该点样嘅生活。
So in the Old Testament in Israel, basically the laity, the people were relatively passive.
所以旧约嘅当中，讲到以色列嘅时候，人民就系处于一个被动嘅状态。
Again, if you're familiar with the Old Testament, you know all of this, but I'm just trying to summarize it for you. Over a year, they all came into Jerusalem, right? And they let the experts do the ceremonial religious acts.
所以耶稣释教的时候当中每一年的时候他们犹太人怎样来到耶路撒冷怎样去献祭。
They let expert prophecy and do priestly sacrifices, right?
他们有一个先知和他们有说话他们会有一个祭司怎样去献祭。
Or to put it another way, the prophets, the priests, and the kings did ministry, and the people basically fairly, as far as we can tell in the Old Testament, they were passive recipients.
所以就话当时嘅以色列嘅当中嘅时候，以色列人佢哋就话有呢个嘅先知、祭司同埋君王去做呢啲嘅事工，去帮助佢哋，而人民嘅本身就去被动，点样去接受
？Then Jesus came. That's important. He changed everything. New Testament.
Changed everything.
Do you know how revolutionary the early Christians were?
大家知唔知道当耶稣基督嚟嘅时候，当时初世纪嗰阵时嘅基督徒点样有特别嘅改变
？Did you know the Romans called the Christians atheists?
你知唔知道其实罗马人佢哋呼称？当时的基督徒他们是无神的。
They thought the Christians were atheists because they didn't seem to really have a religion.
罗马当时他看到这个基督徒他们觉得他们是没有宗教的。
Why did they conclude that?
为什么他们罗马人当时觉得反而基督徒是一个无宗教的人呢?
Because the early Christians had no temple.
因为当时初教会的基督徒他们当时是没有这个教会没有这个祭坛。
The early Christians met in their homes.
他当时简直是他们无家的。
The early Christians had no priests. There were no sacrifices.
他们是没有这个祭司他们没有这个献祭。
And the common person in the first century thought that is unheard of.
所以在第一世纪的时候这些话若然你是信徒的时候若然你是这样什么都没有的你何为有信徒呢叫做
Christians would talk to people in society and people would say What did you say?
所以就说当时人就这样去看了他们了
After hearing the Christians speak about what their faith is they say you have no temple? No priest? No sacrifices? How could you then reach God?
所以第一世纪的时候这边的基督徒啲罗马人点同佢讲就话你哋冇祭，你哋冇祭司，你哋冇祭坛，冇教会，冇献祭，你哋点样去接触到神呢
？And the Christians would respond lovingly, "The chasm's gone. Jesus is our ultimate temple. He's both God and man."
所以当时嘅基督徒反而点样回答就话我哋人同神当中嘅分隔已经离开，已经冇咗啦。耶稣基督就是这个圣殿耶稣基督就是完全的人完全的神
He has bridged the gap
耶稣基督已经将人和神当中的分裂已经去拉回一起
Jesus is the ultimate priest
耶稣基督他就是一个本身就是一个最终的祭司
Jesus gave us the ultimate sacrifice on our behalf and paid for our sins with his very own life
耶稣基督他为了我们已经披上这个罪价为了我们而牺牲
Therefore, the chasm, the gap between God and us is over.
所以耶稣基督他所做的一切已经将我们人和神当中的分隔已经是拿走了。
It's done, it's finished, it's gone.
现在是完全的将这个分隔去拿走。
And what was so revolutionary about Christianity? It said these two things at once.
所以就说他这就是为什么说这个基督教当时他们是很特别。
And those two things again were, hey,There's no more temples, priests, or sacrifices.
是当时是说没有这个圣殿没有这个祭司没有这个献祭。
And it, almost in the same breath, they said all of that.
他们是这么说。
You can see it all through the New Testament.
你看就说这个新约当中是这样去讲到。
If you are familiar with the New Testament, you'll know that the book of Hebrews especially says that.
你特别如果看新约圣经的时候看希伯来书里面这么说。
We don't have sacrifices here, right? Jesus is our sacrifice, right?
是我们不追溯有什么献祭，为什么？因为耶稣基督已经是一个最终的一个献祭。
There's no more temple or tabernacle.
已经再没有一个圣殿，没有一个会幕。
Why? Jesus is our temple.
因为耶稣基督已经是本身一个圣殿。
There's no more priests.
再已经是没有一个祭司。
We don't need that to mediate between God and us. Jesus is our.
因为我们不再需要有祭司怎样去跟神 和罪有关系，因为耶稣基督已经是一个最终的祭司。
Jesus is our only priest.
耶稣基督是我们唯一的祭司。
And then in the next breath, it says in verse, I have it on slide 10, therefore, again, 1 Peter 2, 5, right? We are all temples. We're all priests. We're all offering sacrifices.
所以就话我哋作为基督徒嘅，我哋已经系一个圣坛、圣殿，我哋系一个祭司，我哋系一个这个嘅献祭。
See, it's not just the book of Hebrews that says it. It's all through the New Testament.
所以话唔单止就喺呢个彼得前书所讲，其实喺圣经入边一直嘅都有讲到。
First Peter 2:5 in the NIV says, "We are living stones, being built up into a spiritual house. We are a temple."We are a holy priesthood. We are offering spiritual sacrifices.
所以话就话喺个嘅彼得前书二章五节讲到话，你们来到主面前，就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，藉着耶稣基督奉献所神喜悦立的灵祭。
And if that wasn't enough, the most radical of all the verses in our text is verse 9.
所以话最重要嘅系喺我哋睇喺第九节。
As you see on the screen, we are a royal priesthood that we may declare the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His wonderful light。
而第九节就讲就话，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
I want you to look at that verse.
我希望大家能够睇第九节。
Who's that? Who is that?
你所讲嘅系边一位
？Us, all of us.
系我哋每一个人。
Every Christian is royal. That's kingly, right?
我哋每一个人都系一个尊贵，我哋被拣选嘅族类。
Every Christian is a priest.
我哋每一个基督徒都系一个被君尊系君尊嘅祭司。
Every Christian is a prophet。
我哋每一个基督徒都系一个先知。
We're all supposed to be declaring to the world the excellencies, the wonders of God who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light。
系我哋每一个人都系叫被宣扬，系我哋每一个人系被召出呢个黑暗入光明者嘅美德。
Let's think about that. We're church, right? Let's think about that. How could it be that every single believer, according to the New Testament, because of Jesus' work, is now prophet, priest, and king?
我试下谂下点解我哋每一个人都系一个嘅祭司？因为耶稣基督嘅工作，我哋每一个都系祭司，唔系每一个都系，我哋每一个人都系一个嘅先知。
I have it on slide 11. You're all prophets. You're all priests. You're all kings. How could that be?
所以我哋作为基督徒嘅，我哋每一个人都系一个先知、祭司同埋一个君王。点解咧
？All ministry is what taking the gospel in。
因为每一个事工系将呢个福音带入我哋生命当中。
So again, what does the prophet do? The prophet prophetic ministry speaks the gospel。
就话先知一个嘅事工，就话将呢个神嘅福音去系讲出嚟。
Prophetic ministry is just telling people about the gospel, instructing them, teaching them, sharing, proclaiming to them.
先知嘅一个嘅事工就话将神嘅话语话俾人知，点教导佢哋教同人嘅分享。
How about priestly ministry? It loves the gospel in, right?
祭司嘅事工就点啊？就佢会系喜爱呢个嘅福音。
Priestly ministry means encouraging one another, counseling one another.
这个祭司的事工就是说 去给到人有一个鼓励，有一个劝告。
The author Hebrews 13:16 in the NIV says it well, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased.
所以希伯来书第十三章十六节讲就话，只是不可忘记行善和捐恕的事，因为这些是祭。因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
When you share your life, it's small group. When you do good to others, what are you doing? You are loving the gospel in.
主话当我哋去同人去分享我哋嘅基督徒嘅生命，同人去讲出呢个基督呢个福音，就话将点样个你所喜，你就话将你呢个福音点样喜爱去带到俾出嚟。
Likewise, when you counsel, when you encourage, when you help people, you are loving the gospel in.
而另一样嘅，当我哋同人哋劝告嘅时候，我哋鼓励别人嘅时候，我哋将呢个福音，我哋所喜爱嘅带入我哋生命当中。
That's a priestly ministry. You're showing people the gospel.
就话我哋要将呢个福音去带到俾人哋。
And then there's kingly ministry in slide 12. That's actually leading people in, holding people accountable, giving them direction.
而作為君王嘅呢個事工就話點樣去將呢個福音去帶到俾人哋。
So again, simply put, you have to speak it in, prophet. You have to love it in, priest. And you have to lead people to the gospel, kingly ministry.
所以我哋每一個人都係一個嘅先知、祭司同埋君王。點樣我哋喺先知嘅時候，我哋點樣去同人去訴説呢個福音？我哋一个祭司嘅工作，我哋点样去爱我哋嘅福音？而点样我哋作为一个君王，点样去将福音带到俾人哋，去带领佢哋人去到福音
？Now there's specialization as well.
而特别嘅点样讲
？You know, we're a Presbyterian church.
啊，我哋系一个长老会嘅教会。
Pastors in Presbyterian churches specialize in prophetic ministry. That's what I'm doing now.
而教会当中，我哋作为长老会嘅牧师，就系处住呢个嘅先知嘅事工。
In Presbyterian churches, ruling elders specialize in kingly ministry, right?
啊，而我哋教会当中嘅长老就系有呢个嘅君王嘅事工。
They're holding people accountable, giving them direction, leading them into the gospel.
就话呢个去点样去带领我哋平信徒教会嘅弟兄姊妹去到神道当中。
And deacons, boy, we need deacons. Deacons specialize in priestly ministry.Loving the gospel and merciful people.
而我哋教会当中嘅执事就点样去有呢个嘅事工，点样去带领我哋有呢个嘅谦卑，点样我哋去怜悯其他人。
So there's specialization too, as well as every person, prophet, priest, and king.
所以作为每一个人，我哋每一个教会都有我哋长老会有呢个嘅先知、祭司同埋君王嘅身份。
Yet when verse 9 says,You're all royal, all priests, and all declaring at some level. Every single believer is authorized by God.
So, 作为每一个基督徒，神都差遣我哋，成为我哋每一个人都系一个先知、祭司、君王嘅身份。
Every believer is called by God Himself to speak the gospel, love the gospel, lead the gospel into people's lives.
So, 作为基督徒，我哋每一个人，神系呼召我哋去讲出佢嘅福音。去爱呢个福音，同埋将个福音带到俾其他人。
So obviously, 1 Peter 2 is a very, very important part of the Bible.
所以呢个彼得前书嘅第二章系一个好重要嘅章节。
And books like Michael Green's Evangelism in the Early Church and Rodney Stark's The Rise of Christianity, they tell us about how Christianity grew explosively in the first couple hundred years.
喺个 Michael Green 佢有一本书，佢讲到就话当时。头嗰几百年嘅时间，基督徒点样嘅去有个好大嘅对社会嘅改变。
And you see this in the New Testament as well, in the Book of Acts, right? Christianity starts as a tiny faith community.
啊，当我睇个使徒行传嘅时候，睇到就话，当时基督徒啊，佢系好细小嘅开始。
But within a couple of hundred years, it's everywhere.In the Roman Empire, everywhere.
但系过咗几百年之后，你睇到就话喺个罗马帝国当中，基督教基督徒喺当时嘅地方周围都系。
How did that happen?
点样能够发生呢
？Well, in times of persecution, you didn't just go bring anybody to worship.
因为当时甚至虽然基督徒会被逼迫啊，咁啊，但系咧唔系话咁随便可以带人去崇拜。
You know the early Christians.Just couldn't just invite anyone off the street and say, "Come, hear this preacher, come to church."
喺当时嘅几百年当中，唔可以基督徒唔可以就咁随便嘅，叫个人一齐去个教会，去听神嘅话语。
Because if you just pulled people off the street and they came into worship in someone's home, they'd say, oh, you guys are Christians, right? I'm going to tell the magistrate.
Recording in progress.
当时记住是当时是罗马的时代，若然基督徒这样的就在地方 是叫人的去听神的话语的时候，他们可能会被捉去被人家说，找些官来捉他们。
And rather than expand a faith community, you know what's going to happen? You're all dead. So that's the end of the faith community.
如果这样做的时候呢，就没有基督徒了。
The magistrate would kill you.
因为当时的官呢，就会捉他们。
So Christianity did not expand by people inviting people to worship.
所以当时基督徒怎样去成长，怎样去扩散，不是说怎样去叫人家一起去崇拜。
So how then did it work?
所以为什么当时点样基督教点样去成长嘅咧
？Every single Christian was a prophet, a priest, a king。
而反而当时嘅就系话，每一个基督徒都系一个祭司、先知唔系君王。
They lived holy lives. I explain what holiness is, right? Being set apart for the Lord, and they were courageous, courageous in sharing their faith。
就话当时嘅基督徒，佢哋有一个信，佢哋有一个勇敢嘅信心。他们每一个人都是将福音带出来，过着一个的圣洁的生活。
And as 1 Peter 2 says, you're a holy nation.
在彼得前书讲到就说，我们每一个基督徒都是一个神圣的国家。
And as I explained last time, holiness is being set apart for the Lord.
又讲到上个礼拜讲到就说圣洁，意思就是说我跟神有分别为圣。
And as I explained in our previous sermon, we really don't understand what holiness means today.
我哋好多时唔能够明白呢个意思。
It's more than just morality.
唔单止系话讲到人点样。
And Michael Green, Rodney Stark, many others who have studied why the early Christians were so effective in what they did, they practiced every person ministry.
就讲到就话，入边当中 Michael Green 同埋其他嘅当时嘅学者都讲就话，当时嘅基督徒每一个人都系有做出带出呢个福音。
I think it's safe to conclude today that's how it has to be in this day and age if the church is to survive and grow。
我都信心去讲就话。现今的社会，现今的教会，我怎样能够去成长，都要一样。
The early Christians were well known. Unusual. They were remarkably famous for being characterized by many godly characteristics.
当时的基督徒，他们是很特别。
I'm out of time, but let me just mention some of them so you know what I mean.
他们有很多的特质能够将福音去给到人家。
Integrity, generosity, hospitality, sympathy, handling adversity well, chastity, and secrecy.
Recording stopped.
就是当时的基督徒他们有一个特别的他们 的身份，他们呢有一个他们有一个正直，他们有慷慨、好客、同情。他们懂得他怎样处理他的逆境，他怎样有贞洁和有寻求和平。
On slide 13, I just expanded in one sentence, so it's very quick. Integrity, this is slide 13. Integrity, they were known for being scrupulously honest, transparent, and fair in their dealings.
就说什么叫正直？正直就是说他们是很公正的，他们是公平的。
Generosity, they were known for being generous, not only as employers to employees, but also to others.
就说怎样慷慨，就说他们就是很照顾他们当时其他不同的人。
Hospitality, they were known because back then you only invited people into your home if you really wanted to know them. But the Christians were counterintuitive. They invitedstrangers and the poor into their homes.
好客不单止讲到他们会招呼他们相熟的人，而反而就是他们的不相熟的人或者贫穷人都会带他们一起有个进食。
And slide 14 will continue the one line definitions. Sympathy, they were known to practice business not in a ruthless way.
说会有一个同情，就是说他们不会是很无情的去对待别人。
They were extremely ready to forgive. and to reconcile.
他们反而会有宽恕别人，和人有一个好的关系。
The early Christians were never vindictive.
他们不会想有报复的心。
Out for revenge, they never did that.
他们不会想去报复别人对他的不公平。
They practiced chastity, no sex outside of marriage, and fidelity inside of marriage.
当时的基督徒，他们都有一个贞洁，他们不会有一个婚外情。
And they made them very different than everybody else. They were very different than everybody else in the entire empire.
他们当时怎样去跟其他当时的罗马地方或者不同的人，他们很不同。
And they handled adversity well. They could always handle suffering.
他们懂得怎样去处理他当时的生命当中的逆境，他们当时甚至虽然有很多的逼迫受苦。
And lastly, seeking equity, they were well known for being caring about the common good and equity in the community.
当时的基督徒他们不断地去寻求一个公平，怎样大家互相的公平，互相的对待。
I got a tough question for you. Are we known for that?
So今天问你，就话我哋作为教会，我哋作为基督徒嘅，我哋系咪有咁样嘅人咧？
Does anyone know us as a prophet, priest, and king?
别人睇我哋嘅时候，我哋系咪一个先知、祭司同埋君王咧？
Again, what that means is you speak the gospel in, you love it in, and you lead people to it.
意思即系话，我哋系咪真系将呢个福音带喺我哋自己内心入边，去讲出呢个福音，而去带到俾人咧？
And you know, for that to happen, in a nutshell, that means you have to be willing to be mentored. You have to be willing to be discipled, taught by a more mature Christian of the things of the Christian life.
如果我哋想去咁做嘅时候，我哋自己都要打开自己嘅内心，我哋要愿意嘅去俾人哋去教导，去将呢个福音喺我哋生命当中嘅成长。
And then you have to be willing to pass on what you've learned to others.
我哋愿意嘅将呢个福音去带到俾下一代，带到俾其他人。
You know, someone who needs to be mature in a life of faith.
喺我哋教会当中，我需要有一个嘅有啲嘅成长嘅基督徒。
That's one of the reasons why we have small group ministries in the fellowship times.
所以点解我哋有一个小组？点解我哋有一个互相基督徒嘅有沟通嘅时间
？You can practice discipleship there.
我哋可以一齐有一个读圣经嘅时间。
Finally, where do we get the power to practice every person gospel ministry?
而最后就话，我哋点样先能够做到呢个有福音事工嘅工作咧？
Well, again, as Peter instructs us, you got to look at Jesus, who's the chief cornerstone of your life.
而彼得嘅就话俾我哋知，我哋需要去寻求呢个能力，就系呢个房角石。
And of course, that's a vivid image that Peter uses here, right?
睇落我哋好似唔好明白。
Because that's the foundation stone that's being rejected by the world.
这个房角石就是说这个世界所遗弃的。
But if Jesus is your foundation in your very life, then you won't mind being rejected by the world.
如果耶稣基督都是成为这个房角石，如果你相信他的时候，你都不会说会嫌弃，你都是这样做。
Because you have to gaze at him dying for you on the cross. That will make you precious. That will make Jesus precious to you. That would make Jesus your foundation for living. You want to be unshakable? You want to be like a rock? Nothing will shake you, then you gotta ponder, look at Jesus dying for you.
如果你想成为一个不会动摇的磐石，一个大的石头，你就需要将你的生命去转向耶稣基督。
That will mold and shape you to be unshakable, like a rock.
如果你这样做的时候，你是一个石，你是不会被移动。
And that will make you even in your failures to become better at taking the gospel into people's lives. God can use your failures to do that.
原来这样做的时候，甚至你失败的当中，别人都看到你怎样是在神入边当中的信心。
And so the world is waiting The world is waiting for Christians.
这个世界是等待着我们这些基督徒。
To be what God has called you to be.
这个就是我们神叫我们呼叫我们成为基督徒。
A prophet, a priest, and a king.
神是呼叫我们成为一个先知、祭司和君王。
Father, thanks so much for your word.
亲爱的主啊，感谢你给我们的话语。
I pray, Lord, that Jesus would be our cornerstone.
我们求主就是让我们明白耶稣基督是我们的防角石。
He'll make us unshakable because he is the rock of our salvation.
主耶稣基督是我们的磐石，让我们是不为动摇。
And in a few moments, we'll be able to gaze at the cross at the Lord's table.
我们过一阵，我们去看这个的，我们一起去领这个圣餐。
And so, may your presence be with us as we commune with you.
让你同我们同在，让我们领这个圣餐的时候。
May that help us to be better followers of the Lord Jesus.
好叫我们成为更加一个合称的基督徒。
So we ask for your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen.
我奉教主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。